This is Parshas Vayigash. We begin the Parsha with a few ha'oros, a few kashas on the Parsha itself. The Parsha begins, Vayigash Eilav Yehuda Vayeme Bi Adoini. We have to understand the oimek of Yehuda. We've discussed before that Yehuda is the Bechinas Yudke Vovke. He's got the letters of Yudke Vovke in his name. Bi Adoini is the Shem Adnos. Adnos, what's the connection between the Yigash, the drawing closer of the Shem Yudke Vovke to the Shem Adnos? Also, we have to understand the Chlala Pel Dikazach, the Yaakov Avinu comes down to Mitzrayim, and the Bein Shalom tells them, Anoichi Eredem Cho Mitzrayimo, Anoichi Elcha Gam Olo. And Yaakov Avinu comes down to Mitzrayim, and Dafka down here in Mitzrayim, Yaakov Avinu finds, like the Pasuk says at the end, Vayeshev Yisrael Beretz Mitzrayim Beretz Goshen Vayeyachuzu Bo Vayifru Vayirbu Miyoid. Sounds like Yaakov Avinu's good years, Taka, when he came down to Mitzrayim. Hazi Hayitochen, that Yaakov Avinu lived in Eretz Yisrael all his life. How can it be that coming down to Mitzrayim were the best years? On the beginning of next parasha, Vayichi Yaakov Eretz Mitzrayim, Shvas Rishona, Shvas Reis Gamashri Toiv. Yaakov Avinu's Toiv years, his good years, his best years were Dafka in Eretz Mitzrayim. So Chadova Pella to think about it. Also, what we have to understand that in the Svar Makdoshim, if you look at Tefer Shloima, you look at the Degel Machne Ephraim, you look at the Zera Kodesh Befrat, and all the Svar Makdoshim, Sifri Bal Shem Tov, they all Megala, Hamordi Kegilu, the Parshat Vayigash is the Parsha of Tefillah, the Parsha of Hachana for Tefillah, and all the Eitzes, and the Hadrochas, and the Hachanas, the preparation for Tefillah, are all Murgash, we're all Nizgala in Parshat Vayigash. Parshat Vayigash is the Parsha of Tefillah. And it's Mushrish in the Medrash that says Vayigash Ein Hagosha El Eloshim Tefillah. So what's the Indian? Why Dafka Parashas Vayigash? Why Dafka this week's Parsha? Do we have the Parsha? Is the Parsha where it's Mizgala the Sherish of Tefillah? Now, but to understand the Oimika Indian, we also have to understand that we discussed before the Parshas Vayigash is the Parsha of Ikus of the Mashiach. Vayigash, Vekorev, it's close to Mashiach already. Parshas Vayichi is the parsha of the Achris Ayomim of Vayichi Yaakov, of Yaakov in Eloimeis, going straight into Olam Haba. Parshas Vayigash is the parsha of the Ikus of the Mashiach. And Staka Pele, the Chazal say, Reb Chaim Vital writes, that the Ikus of the Mashiach, the Ikka Avoid is Staka Avoid of Tefillah. So if Parshas Vayigash is the parsha of Tefillah, it explains us the Indian of the Ikus of the Mashiach, how important Tefillah is. However, what else can we take out from Parshas Vayigash? What's the oimik of Parshas Vayigash that we can take out for the Dafka the Avoida of Ikus of the Mashiach? But the answer to all these kashas lies in the Meridical oimik of the Avoida of Yosef HaTzadik and the chilik between Yosef HaTzadik and his brothers. Yehuda carries the letters Yudke Vovke. Yudke Vovke is the shame of the Malam in Ateva. Teva is Gematria Lakim. Bernstein creates the Bria. Bernstein created the Bria with the Shem and the Kim. There's no Yudke Vovke in Breishis, the beginning of Breishis, during Bria's Oila. Yehuda corresponds to Bechinus Lamalim in Ateva. Yosef Tzadik is the Tzadik that goes into the Teva. Yosef Tzadik is the Tzadik that penetrates. Yosef Tzadik is somebody who sees Olam Hazeh with an Umkus. Yosef understands the Umkus of the Bria, the Tifkat of the Bria. The Bechin of Istakel by Raisa or Bar Alma. Istakel by Raisa means that Baruch Shalom looked in the Torah and created the Bria. The Bria is full of Torah. The Bria is full of Kedusha. The Bria is full of Ruchnis. Yosef Tzadik understands the Umkus of the Bria. That's why Yosef is compared to fish. V'yid glorif bekeref oretz, because the Yam is the Umkus. The Yam is an Oimek, Bechinas Oimek. And the fish that swim in the sea are swimming in an Oimek. Yosef Tzadik sees the Bria and is Teifus the Bria with a Meridik Oimek. And the Oimek of the Bria taka is that the whole Bria is Kedusha, Kodesh Kochim. The whole Bria is full of Nitzaitas of Kedusha. And Stam Agav, the Makor, one of the Makoras of a Pashat the Makor for this whole Indian is Taka the Makor in the Gemara at the beginning of Ketel Mavarchin. The Gemara at the beginning of Ketel Mavarchin asks, Stira, one Pasuk says, Lashem Ha'aretz M'loya. The other Pasuk says, Shemaim Shemaim Lashem Ha'aretz Nosen Levni Odom. So the Gemara can koydim abrocha can liyacha abrocha. The Gemara says the eloshin that a person who eats from olam hazeh without a brocha is like he's moil. He's like a bechina eating from kochim, and it's keilu like a bechina of a korb meila that he's chayev. Ayin Rabbeinu Yoina over there. In other words, the Gemara is saying beferish the olam hazeh is like kochim, and if you're not poyda kochim, so you're eating kochim. The brocha is a pidyon. Making a brichas anenin by making a brichas anenin. Yeah, that's how you might see. That's how you might see the poida, the kedusha, and that's how that's what gives a person an opportunity to be able to be nene from oil mazeh. But be'etzem oil mazeh is a meila. Oil mazeh is kodesh kodshim. Oil mazeh is kodshim. We'll discuss later, Mr. Hashem. That's why Torah Shabbal Peh begins with Maseches Brachos. Maseches Brachos is Hilchos Birchos Hanenin. Torah Shabbal Peh is the bechin of Malchus. Malchus is the bechin of the Shechina Kedusha. The Shechina Kedusha that's shira down here in oil mazeh. Shechina Kedusha is bechinas Torah Shabbal Peh. And Torah Shabbal Peh, and Dafka, the first Masechta of Torah Shabbal Peh, is the Masechta that's Megala, that the whole Indian of Nen, and the whole Indian of having Hanoh from Olam Hazeh has to be Hanoh the Kedusha. A person's got to look at Olam Hazeh, Ba'amkus, that the Hanoh he's having from Olam Hazeh, he has to look at it, Bechinas, the Hanoh that he's having from Kochim. That's the Avodah of Yosef HaTzadik. And that was the disagreement between Yosef and his brothers. The brothers shied away from Olam HaZeh. The brothers looked at Olam HaZeh as a dangerous place, as the Olam of Klippa. Yosef HaTzadik understood that he looked at everything by Oymek and he saw the Oymek of this Inyan of the Olam HaZeh is full of Kedusha. And a person's got to be Megala Kedusha. The Tachlis HaBriyeh is V'imolei Chvoida is Kol Ha'oretz. V'imolei Chvoida is Kol Ha'oretz. The Arzi is the Oretz. Is full of Kedusha. The Kvod Shemaim has to radiate, has to be Nezgale from the Oretz itself. That's the Tachlis of the Bria. Yosef HaTzadik saw that Bechina. Yosef HaTzadik saw the Tachlis. Why was Yosef HaTzadik Dafke Zoycha? There's an Oymek Miyuchad over here. Yosef HaTzadik, we know, is the Midas HaYesod. Midas HaYesod is the Midas of Bris Mila, Tikkun HaBris. What's the Oymek of the Indian of Bris Mila? Bris Mila is that there's an Orla. There's an Orla around the Bria. There's an orla around that, and a person's mitzvah bris mila is the mitzvah of hasara sa'orla, of taking away the orla. So Yosef HaTzadik is the bechina of bris mila. There's an orla on Olam HaZeh. The orla is the blanket of gashmis. The orla is the lid that's covering Olam HaZeh, that makes Olam HaZeh look like a gashmistical world, a world with taivas, and a world with it. That's the bechina of the orla on the bris mila. The bris mila is the mokim of taiva, of it's be'etzem when there's an arla there, so it's a taiva of klippa. Or if you take away the arla, if you take away the covering, then you see an amkus, then you see a pesach, then you see a pesach and an amaridika amkus. And that's what Yosef HaTzadik was tikkun HaBris. He takes away the arla of Olam HaZeh. He looks at Olam HaZeh and the amkus. He sees a pesach into the kedusha, into the bechina of, like by Avraham Avinu, we find hitzitzbo balabira v'oma nihu balabiro. Avraham Avinu looked in the bechina's oimek. And when he looked in the Bechinas Oymek, he found the Rabban Shalom, he found the Kedusha, the inherent Kedusha in Olam HaZeh. That's the Darg of Yosef HaTzadik, Midas HaYesod. So that's why Yosef HaTzadik was sent down to Mitzrayim. In Mitzrayim was the Mokem of the worst Klippa, the worst Klippa and the worst Sitra Achet. So you do as the Degel Nachne Ephraim writes, that Yosef HaTzadik was sent down to Mitzrayim because he saw that the Mitzrayim was a Maisa Tayeh, Kulam in Tayeva, all the Maisa Mitzrayim was a Tayeva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Lashon of the Degel Nachne Ephraim in this week's parasha, in the last piece, he writes, Ach bepnei, sharotzes eilu, heim ayu oves hatumah, hu behem nichlal kol tayevois, mikol harotzes, lechei nikur Mitzrayim erbas haoretz, kamo isha oma erbas haoretz bosim, lirois, vahaynu legoidl shikot zvahatiyov hanimtzabo. And the Zay Yeshlema Shemiram is a pasuk where he lacked Yosef as kol hakesef. Kesef is miloshin kisufim. Kisufim is taivas and chukka. V'chamudis haroyes animtza beretz Mitzrayim or beretz Kanaam shem klolas atiyuv. B'shever, it says that Yosef HaTzadik, Vailakat Yesus Kolakesa, Beshever, Shever is a Lashon of Shvira, that they were Shever, the type of Kedusha, and Mashinofdali, they are Shvira, Oisim, Nitzitzis, a Kedusha, Likit Yosef, Vehel, El Shershim, Vamaskil Yovim. Now there's the Helig of Degel. Degel Nachne Ephraim is explaining that Mitzrayim was the sea where it looked so bad. It looked like it was Kulei Klippa, Kulei Treif, Kulei Teyeva, Kulei Taiva. But Yosef HaTzadik was Megala that there's an Amkus. And the Amkus is that any Shoresh of Taiva is Mushrish in a Taiva of Kedusha. Any Shoresh of any Dover Rav, any Klippa is Mushrish in Kedusha. And Yosef HaTzadik had the Oymek to do that. The first piece in the Degel Nachne Ephraim in this week's parasha, where he brings from the Helig of Hashem. And from Tzolus Yaakov Yosef, he called Taibas Shel Odom Yidbak B'Sharoshay. Derech Moshul Keshbol Taibas Mishkol Kepesna as a Taibas Nusi Dabik L'Sharoshay Shu Chesed V'Chein Keshbol Gadlus V'Hisparas Yidabik L'Sharoshay Shu Midas Teferes, the Midas Teferes of Kedusha. And that's the whole avoid of Yosef HaTzadik. Their brother said in Klippa, Klippa's Kulei Klippa. Yosef HaTzadik was Megala, the Olam HaZeh is Kodesh Kodoshim. Olam HaZeh is like Kodshim. Like the Gemara, beginning of Brachos. in the middle of Brachos, in Perek Ketz and Mevorchen. Yosef HaTzadik is Megale, that the world is of Kedusha, and if the world is a world of Kedusha, then even the Klippa, even the Hisparas of Klippa, even the Taiva of Klippa, and even the Bechinat Erevas Mitzrayim, that's all only Dvarm Shebekdusha, Shenoflu LeKlippa, that were dragged down by the Klippa. And Yosef's Avoide is to find the hidden Kedusha in there, and to be Male back to the Shoresh. Yosef's Megale, that the Olam Hazeh is full of Chiyas Eleki. That's our void of Yosef, and that's what's Nizgala in this week's parasha. In Remela, therefore, when Yosef Tzadik revealed himself, when he was in Megala himself to his brothers, and see what he said, Ani Yosef, and the brothers, and the Medrash writes, that if the Shvatim were nifel, when they heard Teichocha rebuke from Abbas of Adom, Alachas Kama Vakama, when they hear the rebuke from Melech Malcham Lochem from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So obviously the Shaila is that Stamazai, a person has to know that there's a Din B'Cheshvan and Avada, it'll be nifel and Mipanov. What's the Kalva from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Why do they have to make a Kalva Chimer from the brothers? So the Helikas Sasemes says, the Sasemes is in this week's Parsha, in Tofrei Shlamet Aleph, in the second or third piece in this week's Parsha. The Sfasema says, Nira, Alideishin is Gala Ha'oras Yosef, Hoya Habusha, Mashatol Bekedushas Yosef, Alidea Hester. Vezeh Atzmoy Habusha Losid Lobe, she is Gala She'inyone Oilam Hazeh Atzmom, Heim Mole Kedusha Bepnimius. The Helga Sfasema says, Mazmi, that the Busha, when he saw the Darga of Yosef HaTzadik, Yosef HaTzadik was Megala She'inyone Oilam Hazeh Atzmom, Heim Mole Kedusha Bepnimius. And that's what the busha the brothers had. Yosef kept on telling them that the Olam Hazeh has got Kedusha. And the brothers kept on saying, you've got to keep away from Olam Hazeh. Yosef HaTzadik was Megala through his Mordek Avoida, that Fakeret, he made this world into a Keli, into a Dira for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This was a Hechra Avoida. And when the brothers saw that everything in this world has a Chiyas Eleki inside, and a person has to be Dovak to the Chiyas Eleki, and to be Male, to elevate the Chiyas Eleki in everything in the Bria, and they shied away from Olam Hazeh. So then they saw Nivalu Mipanov, and Yosef said, Ani Yosef. Suddenly they saw all the murdik of Ruchnius that lies in Mitzrayim, that Yosef Tzadik had been Malaki to Mitzrayim. And of Helega Avoid of Yosef Tzadik, he was Mala everything to the Shirish. And that's the Ikabusha. That when a person has been as Bara, that's the Ikabusha in Olam HaEmes, when a person goes up to the Olam HaEmes. In everything is chias. Whenever a person does something, when he does an avera, he's using the chias of the key, he's using the koyach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the avera, and he's taking the koyach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the chias of the key, and he's dragging it down into the klippa of the avera, and that's going to be the murder kabusha in the Olam HaEmes, where the Bein Shalom is going to show a person. But Olam HaZeh was be'emes, a place full of kedusha, and by a person using it letzarech taiva and klippa, he just took the chias of the key, he took the hektish, that's Olam HaZeh, and he dragged it down to klippa. So that's why that was the Teichocha that Yosef was giving his brothers, and that's why it's connected to the Teichocha that a person will give to Lefnei Kisa Kovid and the Bezen Shel Ma'alah and the Achameh Ve'esrim. That's Parshas Vayigash. That's Parshas Vayigash, where Yosef HaTzadik was Megala, the Amkus of the Bria. So with that we can understand, Taka, with that we can understand where Tefillah comes into Parshas Vayigash. If this is Parshas Vayigash, then Avada, this is the Parsha of Tefillah. Because we know Chazal says it's a Gemara, it says on the Pasuk Krum Zulas Lifnei Adam, the Darshan Chazal, the Eilu Dvarim Ho'im Din Beruma Shel Oilam, Ho Bnei Adam Mezal Din Behem, and what's that? That's Tefillah. Because we know that Torah is Chai Oilam, and Tefillah is Chai Isha. So Meila, therefore, people tend to be Mezal Din in Tefillah, because Tefillah is only Chai Isha. Monoshach. So what's the emes? If tefillah is only chay yishah, so then keilu the zulzul has a mokum. So why are you calling it eilu dvar ma'ayim dim rumish loylem? Why is tefillah then called rumish loylem if it's only chay yishah? And if it's taka rumoy, so why are people mezalzel? Where's the bira? What's the confusion over here? Oh, but the answer is hein advarim mamish. Because we know that Talmud Torah is the Hamshacha Melamal Elamata. Talmud Torah is like Vayered Hashem. Torah is Vayered Hashem Al Hasinai, bringing in a kus Melamal Elamata. What's Tefillah? Tefillah is Chayisha. What's Chayisha? Chayisha means davening for Parnasa, davening for health, davening for Chayisha, davening for Nyanam Olam Hazeh. But in Tefillah it's Megala. Why is a person davening for Refuah? Because he wants to be healthy to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why is he davening for Parnasa in order that he should have Parnasa so that he should be able to get on with his Avodas Hashem? Like the Rambam writes, the Schar, the Torah says, the Torah gives a mashmis the keschar, because the tachlis of the Torah's schar down here in this world is that a person should have everything, should grow and shtap parnosa, so that he should be able to be dedicate himself more to Torah. So the whole tefillah is taking taka chayishah, that being megala that the tzoyach of the chayishah is only to be mal chay to get to chay olam. That's the difference between Torah and tefillah. Torah is mamshich melamala lamata. Tefillah starts melamata. It takes the chayishah. A person davens for nyonim of lamata, takes the chayishah. He's megala. He's mala that. He's megala that the whole purpose of chayishah is only to be nifalat to chay olam. And that's why, since this is a whole shir in its own, but that's why it's yidua, that machshava zara has always come to a person be'emta tefillah. And people get to brachim from that. They think that when I'm davening, I'm oisek in yonim, berumash lo'ilam, why are these machshava zara coming into me? And the person thinks that he's obviously not a madrega, and his tefillah is not on the madrega. But the Sfarim say just the opposite. It's a machzedek says, and the be'emes ha'degel, the heilig ha'degel says it in this week's parasha, that the pshat is, when a machshava zara comes into a person b'shas tefillah, because the word is that tefillah is the avodah milmata lemala. Tefillah is the avodah milmata lemala. In other words, tefillah is being mala everything that was dragged down to klippa. Tefillah is mala that. And maybe when a person had machshava zoros, a person had a hirurim at earlier occasions, so pshat is the hirurim was a machshava, a potential kedusha, a chiyas alaki, that was dragged down. And now these oisik and tefillah, tefillah is mimata lemala, tefillah is the koich to be mala everything that the person dropped the matter, and therefore all the machshava zoros come to the person in order that he should be m'nis'ala them, he should be mala them, he should be ma'ira them. And if a person has to think that this machshava zoros come to me in Shemoyin Esra as a helig ashayrish, and that helig ashayrish has to be mala now as I'm being mala everything else in tefillah. Well, that's a tif and a kud on its own. But if that's the toichen of tefillah, tefillah shows how the chay shah is really be'emes for chay olam. So that's exactly what Pashas Vayigash is. We said that's the whole thought of Pashas Vayigash. Of transforming, of taking the olam, which al pi amkus is really a world which is full of kedusha, and restoring it to the kedusha, and taking everything that's been looked at as klippa and three male back to its kedusha. And that's avoid of Yosef HaTzadik. And Mamela, therefore, that's why Dafka Parasha Vayigash is the Parasha of Tefillah. We said earlier, that Masechus Brachos, the first Masech of Tosheb Alpeh, the Tosheb Alpeh is Machinus Shechina, Malchus, which is Lamata, and the Indian is that Tosheb Alpeh person has to be Mavara, the Shechina HaKadosh Lamata. And Mamela, therefore, that's why the first Masech is the Masech that's Mavara, the first Masech of Tosheb Alpeh is the Masech that's Mavara. Inyanim of Nehenin, of Hanos Olam Hazeh, the Pesach of the Gemara, Maseches Brachos, the other Osa La'odim Lehenos, Min Olam Hazeh B'lei Bracha, and Tosheb Alpeh is the Bechina of to be Mesakin Oret, not going into the Oimiko Inyan, but that's just, we know that Motor is Tosheb Iksav, and Tal Du is Tosheb Alpeh, Yarv Kamote Lekhi, Tizal Katalim Rossi. Harachaim HaKadosh says, Rav Tzadik writes in a few places, that Mata comes Milamala Lamata. That's the Chelek of Torah that we said before, that's Lamata Lamala Lamata. Oh, but Tosheb Alpeh is the Bechina of Malchus of Shechina. That's like Tal. Tal looks like that it's coming Mineo Bay from the Oretz. You don't see it coming from Shemaim. It looks like it's wet. The Oretz is wet. It looks like it's come Mineo Bay from Oretz. That's the Bechina of Tosheb Alpeh, says the Harachaim HaKadosh, says Rav Tzadik. And therefore, the first Masechta of Tosheb Alpeh is the Birr of L'Osa Loilam L'Shienem in Olam Hazeh B'lei Brocha. Birchas Anenin. A Birr of Birchas Anenin. And Memela, therefore, where are all the halachas of Tefillah? All halachas of tefillah are taken Maseches Brachos. In the fourth parak, the fifth parak of Maseches Brachos. Because tefillah is gufa, that's the vort of tefillah. If Maseches Brachos is hanah from Olam Hazeh with a bracha, that's the vort of tefillah. Of taking Olam Hazeh and being malit with brachas. That's mamish the connection. He goes even tifa, the yadua, the David HaMelech. David HaMelech says the bechina of ani tefillah. David HaMelech is the bechina of tefillah. David HaMelech begins to him Asher Yishav Shalom Elach Batzach Shav Shalom V'derech HaTom Elayim V'dem Moshim Leitzim Leyashav Ki Mesoros Hashem Chefza Mesoros Hayem Gayem Meloyla. Happy is the person, in other words, who doesn't look at Olam Hazeh as in Klippa Fakert, he's Mala everything with Torah. And the Pasuk Gimel says, Taka, and this is the beginning of Tehillim. V'hoyo ke'eit shosel al palm gemoyim Asher pirio yitim be'iboy v'leu, and the leaves lo yibol wither v'chol Asher yasi yatzliach. The eighth shoslal pal gimoyim, that's the Torah itself. Rashi says, even the psoilus, continues Rashi, Sichasin Shel Tamida Chachomim Letzayrachi, even a Sichas Chulam Tamida Chachomim is Letzayrachi Vitzricha Limud. What's Rashi saying over here? What's David HaMelech saying to him at the beginning of Tehillim? That the David HaMelech is the Geder of Ani Tefillah. That Bechina of Tefillah is a Bechina that's Ma'ale Ulechai Shah. So even the Tamid Chacham, the Sichas Chulam Tamida Chachomim, that's like a Bechina of Aleyu, that's the leaf, that's not the tree itself. But nevertheless, that's also lo yibah. That also has to be nesale. Because David HaMelech is ani tefillah. Tefillah is ma'ale v'chai yishah. And therefore, tak at the beginning of brachas, which is the first mesecta of Torah Sheba'al Peh, which is the inyan of tefillah, the inyan of birchas hanen, and the inyan of being ma'ale olam hazeh. And tak at the first, right at the beginning of the first perek of mesecta's brachas, deals all the agadat gemaras, the dafim of agadat gemaras about David HaMelech, mamish about David HaMelech. And what's the first gemara mamish about David HaMelech? The gemara about David HaMelech, the beginning of mesecta's brachas. Is that they knocked on his door and they said, Amcha Yisrael Tzrichim Parnasa, first thing in the morning. Amcha Yisrael Tzrichim Parnasa. They knocked at David HaMelech's door and they asked Chai Shah, because they understand that David HaMelech is Koyach HaTfilah, Hani Tfilah. And if David HaMelech is Koyach HaTfilah, so then you come to him and you say, Amcha Yisrael Tzrichim Parnasa. Because David HaMelech knows through Tfilah to be Ma'ale the Inyan of Chai Shah into Chai Oilam, which is what Maseches Brachos is all about. David HaMelech is the Bechina that he's Ma'aleh, all the Kedusha that's stuck and that's been dropped into Klip and he's Ma'aleh. Therefore the Perek in Tehillim that's most known, I suppose, is the Perek of Ashrek, either the Perek of Tehillah Ladovid Aramim Chonsh. And the Gemara Taka says, the Gemara in Brochus Taka says, that Bipnei Ma, why is there no, it's Al Pisei the Aleph base, why is there no Pasuk at the beginning with Nun? Because Nun corresponds to Nefila. Nefila is when Yonim of Kedusha are Noifila Klippa. However, nevertheless, the next Pasuk, so you see that what's the and that is ki'ilu in certain ways the perek in Tehillim that everybody knows about. That's ki'ilu the most well known perek in Tehillim, and there the most pregnant and well known perek in Tehillim. That's where the bureau of the nefila. There's no nefila because with David HaMelech he's mala, tefillah is mala, everything is matal mala. So there's taka no pasuk beginning with a nun because there's no nefila fakert. It's a soymich Hashem l'chol anoiflim. David HaMelech through tefillah is mala chayisho. Chayisho is something that has a mokum to have an afila if it's not treated well. Oh, but tefillah is megala that even the chai shah has a mokum in chai oilam, and that's the soymich Hashem l'chol anoiflim of David HaMelech. That's tefillah, and that's taka parshas vayigash, and that's taka that this is the avoidum. That's why the Rav Chaim Vital writes that the ikus of the Mashiach. Ikus of the Mashiach means that mamish, we're getting close to the Geula. And what's keeping the Geula back? The fact that the Oretz isn't Niskadish enough. The fact that the Chai Shah is not Niskadish enough. I do the Rambam, where the Rambam is the Sherish, also a Sherish of Torah Sheba'al Peh. The Rambam writes in his Abdoma that you can learn Tanakh and then you can skip everything and come to Yad HaChazaka. So because the Yad HaChazaka is an accumulation of the whole Torah Sheba'al Peh, and the Rambam's Yad HaChazaka of Torah Sheba'al Peh ends with a pasuk: "Umala ha'oretz deyas Hashem kamayim liyam achasim." Torah Sheba'al Peh is masakin the oretz. Torah Sheba'al Peh brings to the vav: "Umala ha'oretz deyas Hashem." That's the darga, the bechina of imala chvoides kol ha'oretz, a kol ha'oretz, where it's nizgala that everything has kedusha, everything has inherent kedusha. That's the end of Torah Sheba'al Peh. That's the beginning of Torah Sheba'al Peh. We said it's brachas. The Rambam ends Torah Sheba'al Peh. In Torah Sheba'al Peh with the pasuk of Mala Oret Deyas Hashem Kamayim Liyam Lachasim, takik like Kamayim Liyam Lachasim. Just like we said before, the Yosef Tzadik is like a fish in the yam because he's Teifas, the Oimik of everything. So Mala Oret Deyas Hashem Kamayim Liyam Lachasim. So it's the whole amkus Kamayim Liyam Lachasim. The whole amkus, the mind, the amkus of the Bria is going to be Nizgala when Mashiach comes. The Mala Oret Deyas Hashem. That's the Ispashtus of Torah Sheba'al Peh. That's the Ispashtus of Bechinas Tefillah. That's the Ispashtus of Pashas Vayigash. The Pashas Vayigash, we said earlier, is Taka the Ikus of the Mashiach. And Ikus of the Mashiach is Ikus of the Mashiach, where even the Oretz, where even the Erevas Oretz, has to be in this gala that it's Moli Kedusha. Yosef HaTzadik did that. Yaakov Avinu comes down to Mitzrayim to a darga of Anoichi Eridimcha Mitzrayim Amnoichi Elcha Gamola, where it's Nizbara that the Rebbein Shlem comes with us. It's Nizbara, where it's Nizbara that the Zchiyas Eliki Mamish in the Klippah itself, the Zchiyas Eliki. And that's the Bechina of Anoichi Eridimcha Mitzrayim. And Taka, therefore, when Yaakov Avinu came down to Mitzrayim and he saw Yosef HaTzadik, it says that Yosef Nofal al Savari Oviv, but Rashi explains his father Yaakov didn't fall on Yosef. Shoyakur is Shema. That's the whole Madriga of Shema. Shema is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elakeinu Hashem Echot. The Shem Elakim, the Shem which is Gematria Teva, Elakeinu, that's in the middle. And on either side you have Hashem Yudke Bovke. The Yichud of the Imala, the Shem Elikim, to the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei. And the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elikim, Hashem Echad is the Bechina Vayemahu Yiyah Havai Echad, Ushmoy Echad. Havai Echad is the Mala Min HaTeva. Ushmoy, Kayidua, Shmoy always corresponds to the Bechina, Shechina, Leman, Shmoy Ba'avo, the Shechina HaKadosha, the Chelech of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that was stuck down here in Oretz, in Olam HaZeh, where it looks like B'meshach Yimei HaGolus, the Hashem is one thing, and the Chas Shalom Shmoy is another thing. The Shechina HaKadosh is stuck down here, it's stuck in Klipper, and it's covered over, and a person doesn't see it. But b'yom ahu, it's going to be Nizgale, Hashem Echad, Ushmoy Echad. It's all part of the same Achdus. It's all Kedusha. This world is all Kedusha. It's Lashem Ha'aretz Meloyah. But Yaakovino came down to Mitzrayim, and he saw the Avodah of Yosef. He saw the Merdek, and Noyerdek Avodah of Yosef. And then it was Nizgale. What Yosef HaTzadik had done, that he had taken Mamish the Shechina HaKadosh and been meyapet and been malet and been taken up all the clippers, had taken up all the Kedusha from the clipper, and then he was ready to say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And that's why Yaakov Avinu's Taka best years when he came down to Mitzrayim, where he saw the Biro, he saw the Mala Ha'aretz there, Hashem. He even saw the Bechinas of Mala Erebas Ha'aretz there, Hashem. But Yosef HaTzadik had been mevar Kedusha even from a place that's called Erebas Ha'aretz. That's the oimik of a Yigash Eila v'Yehuda v'Yeme b'Adoini. Yehuda is taka the Yudke Bavke. Aba v'Yeme b'Adoini. Adoini is the Shem Adnes. The Shem Adnes is the Shem of the Shechin, as we know, of the Likus that's down here in this world. Chiyadua that the Inyan of the Adonim and the Beis Hamikdash. The Adonim were the little boxes where they used to put the boards. The Adonim were right at the bottom, were right underneath. However, they were holding everything up. The Shem Adnus is the Shem of the Likus that's right underneath, that's right inside the Bria. But it's really holding up. It's the Kedusha, the Chiyas of the Key that's holding up the whole Bria. That's the Shem Adnus. And the Bechino of Shiluv Havai in Adnus is where it's Nizgala that even down here in Alma Zeh, everything's Lamal, Lamin Atev, everything's Bechinas Havai. Yosef HaTzadik uncovered this, and Yaakovin was ready for a Krishma. That's the avoid of Ikus and Mashiach. And that's where Chaim Vital says that Ikus and Mashiach, the Ik avoid is Tefillah. Because Tefillah is Ma'ala the Chai Shon to Chai Olam. Tefillah generates the Ma'ala Ha'aretz Deyas Hashem. And therefore the Ik avoid of Ikus and Mashiach is Taka the Tefillah, which is Taka Vashit Vayigash, which is Ikus and Mashiach, and which is the avoid of Tefillah. And that is Chusam Eretz Hashem, which we Zoicha to go into and to enter Pashas Vayichi, which is Vayichi Yaakov Eretz Mitzrayim, Shvas Rishon, Shvas Riz Toiv, which we Zoicha to the Taka Rachon Yachileinu, Yom Shekulei Toiv, which is the Asad Lava B'mehera B'yameinu Amin.